Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. This is your host, Rachel, here. Welcome back to another sneak peek of my patron-only bonus episode for the month of March. And guess what? You all don't have to wait much longer for another full-length episode of the Lipstick Bitties podcast because season two is going to be coming back next Wednesday, the 30th. So excited. It's been so long, y'all. So this is the patron-only bonus episode sneak peek, which I usually put on the public forum just so you guys can get a little taste. That way, if you guys want to join the Patreon, you know what you're getting into. Every month, if you join the Patreon, you get a bonus episode, you get an Instagram and podcast shout out, you get a merch pack, you also can get monthly virtual meetups, monthly makeup classes. The low price that this starts at is $5 a month, and you are supporting your girl as we build this incredible community. The patrons really have helped me along the way, and I always get to know the patrons even better than you biddies that are in my DMs. So if you want to have a little bit more of an intimate experience, if you want to have more access to me, the Patreon is where to go. And of course, if you want to see this podcast and community grow, this is the best way to actually help me out. I would not be where I am today as quickly as I am today if it weren't for the patrons supporting me along the way. Most recently, we finally have an editor for the podcast, and I would not have been able to invest in that if it weren't for the Patreon subscription. So please consider signing up for the Patreon. And without further ado, first thing that I always do for my patrons, the new ones, is I give them a shout out on the next podcast episode. So our most recent patrons are Christina at @ChristinaVita_artistry, Julia at @Julia Downton Brush, Victoria at @Victoria_Foster_makeup, and Paige at @PaigeRABHMU. So make sure to check those people out. Thank you all for signing up this month, and you guys are amazing. So let's get into our bonus episode. So our bonus episode today is with my friend who is actually also a patron. She is a beauty enthusiast and an attorney. Her name is Alyssa Rogers, and you can find her on Instagram at @AllieLikesMakeup. And this audio is actually pulled off of an Instagram live that we did a couple weeks ago. I want to say actually almost a month ago. Alyssa and I jumped on a live because of the video that I posted about Sephora Squad's terms and conditions and how important it is to be aware of the terms and conditions you are agreeing to when you apply for things, when you are submitting content, if you're, you know, doing contracts. So Alyssa and I, first and foremost, I am not a legal professional. My background includes 4 years in administrative management and HR for corporate and medical administration. So I really have a good grasp of knowledge on a working knowledge of contracts and legal jargon, as well as, you know, being a business owner. So I'm used to contracts and things like that. Also, Alyssa is an attorney, but just remember that I am not a legal professional. Alyssa is not your attorney, so this is not meant to be specific legal advice for you. Make sure to always have a legal professional look over anything that you are signing or agreeing to, and at the very least, a friend, because people can pick up on things that you may not. just by having an extra look over. And that is kind of what we talked about. Even in this recording, you'll hear Alyssa be like, oh, and this last paragraph, don't know if you read this, but this is actually the worst part of it. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even read that much. People will try to sneak shit in there. And the important thing to remember is to weigh your pros and, you know, weigh the pros and cons of anything that you agree to. Just remember to keep in mind the big picture. Your art is worth it and your art is valuable. Things that you agree to and the rights that you sign away now, if you're going to become like a fucking huge name, content creator, makeup artist, you know, whatever it is that you are aspiring to do, if you have big plans for this career path, things that you sign and agree to today can really hold you back in the long run and fuck you, like, for lack of a better term, fuck you over, you know, 5 years down the line. So, like, you really want to really, really, really make sure that you understand what you're signing. So we really kind of like highlight the red flags, like verbiage that you might want to look out for. As Ali says, Google is your best friend if you're unsure of what something means. And yeah, so make sure to listen to this. Like I said, it was an Instagram live, but at the time of airing this, it will no longer be available for rewatch. We had about 50 people, I think, that tuned into live, and there's a Q&A, and about 500 people watched the rewatch. But I know that a lot of you all listen to just the Patreon or just the podcast and are not hooked into Instagram, which is why I wanted to put it here. And because it is a patron-only bonus episode now, it is being taken down off the public Instagram feed. So the only way that you can listen to it and get the information now is through the Patreon, and we have this little snippet here for you guys to listen to. The full episode is an hour, and it is like full of information, guys. This is probably the meatiest bonus episode we've ever had, honestly. So this is just a short clip. Cannot wait to be back with our full episodes next week. Love you all. Thank you all who have been supporting me. And also, I'm in Chicago, so hopefully I will have met some of you guys in Chicago this weekend. Everybody have a good rest of the week, and I will talk to you soon.
You can use your name, biographical information, city, states, provinces, or territories of residence, photographs, including profile photos, images, and or likenesses for advertising, publicity, promotional, and trade purposes in any and all media, again, you know, now and forever, worldwide in perpetuity, without prior notice, approval, consent, or compensation. And that's so much broader than what you the license you granted in the first part of the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. They snuck it in there at the very end.
I didn't even see it. That's why you have to like read it all the way to the end. Actually, the worst part was at the end that I didn't see.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, and that's what's so funny to me is I was reading through it and I started thinking, this actually isn't so bad. Like, they're really limiting it to the content of the application and yada, yada, yada. And then I got to the very end of the page and I was like, well, damn, okay. They snuck that use of your likeness in there, and it's very broad, and it's again, irrevocable, perpetual, you know, no money, no consent. And so again, it, like you were saying, if you have a big vision for what you want to do and you have just given them the right to use your picture, just by clicking submit on an online application, mm-hmm. like that could easily come back and hit you in a way that you didn't even consider, you know, when you pushed the button.
Right. So this is all, and thank you all of you that are commenting. Taylor says this is one of the best lives ever. Everyone needs to watch this. Well, when we're done, we're going to share it like on my feed, and then you could share it, you know, wherever you want to share it to your stories. Thank you all for your support. Hi, Ashley. Okay. So like I mentioned, we're going to keep mentioning, I'm not an attorney. Ali is not your attorney. We are just providing some education here. If you have any specific questions, please drop them in the question bubble because they're easier to keep up with than the comments. Okay. So now that we went over the Sephora one.
And can I, sorry.
Yes.
And this is just submitting the application.
Right. What,
and once you've got mentally invested in this whole process, if they then give you a contract to sign, if you get selected, well, like now you're in it, right? Are you actually going to push back on any of the terms in the contract? Will they just kick you out of the program if you do push back on any of the terms in the contract? I don't know. I've not seen that contract. I couldn't find it online. Yeah. I'm sure there's like non-disclosure provisions in it.
Exactly.
But like, this is just the application. So think about what they're probably putting in that contract if you're actually going to get paid. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. So basically that last paragraph is where it becomes tricky, and that's where they can take what they want.
Right.
Correct? That's what you're saying. Okay. So, and what I just want to put out there is like basically what we just went over, you'll see in terms and, you know, if you have a brand that comments on a picture of yours that says, we'd love to put, and I'm sure you've had it happen or you've seen it where it says, we'd love to post this on our feed. Please check the terms and condition and reply #yes brand name so they can use it. You have to read them because they will have very similar language in those. Like, we pulled, prior to this live, guys, we prepared, okay? I pulled like 4 different brands things, and all of them have that similar language. You want to look out for royalty-free, perpetual, irrevocable. You want to look for name and likeness.
Yeah. Their right to alter what you've said or
alter.
The NYX one that you sent me. If you just use a NYX hashtag or like tag them in a post on your Instagram, you're supposed to have gone and looked at these terms, which I assume no one ever has. And it gives them all, just tagging, like hashtagging it, gives them all of these rights, allegedly, to use your content.
And that was our sneak peek of this month's bonus patron-only episode. Make sure to check the show notes and sign up for the Patreon if you'd like to listen to this full-length, hour-long bonus episode and all of our past bonus episodes. Guys, they are fucking amazing. So make sure not to miss out and sign up for the Patreon. And we will see you next Wednesday for the season premiere of season 2 of Lipstick Biddies. See you then.